Okay, let's get into Perek Lamed Gimel of Divrei Hayamim Beis. We finished Chizkiyo, the great tzaddik, even though he had a little down, and then he got up, but he was a tzaddik, and he did amazing things. He brought everything back. He got rid of the bamos, and he brought everything back, everybody on an amazing tshuva movement, even though his father was Achaz. And now he's in the middle. His son is Menashe, and that's why we learned in Brachas Daf Yud. He saw Baruch HaKodesh that his son was going to be Menashe, who was going to be terrible and commit a lot of murder, and he didn't want to have the child until Yeshayahu Navi said, "That's not your business. You have the child, and everything is up to his own bechira chavshus. You have a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah to have the child. My demifkedis ibay lechalamavid. Right, what you're commanded to do, you have to do. That's it. So we have Menashe." And this parak is about Menashe. Menashe was, in his time, one of, if not the worst king, says the psukim. Right, the Gemara, the Mishnah, and then the Gemara has a machlokas in Maseches Sanhedrin whether Menashe is on the list of people who lost their olam haba. Right, that's the first Mishnah, the last parak in Perek Chelek. Right, why is it called Perek Chelek? Because the Mishnah starts off Kol Yisrael Mishnah Daf Tzadi in Sanhedrin. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Olam Haba. Shnei Rav Yamei Kulam Sadikim Olam Yeshu Aretz. All of them, the Elush Elam Chelek, except for these. But these don't have a chelek. And the Mishnah says, Shlosha Malachim Rabbah Adyotos, three kings and four non-kings lost their chelek in Olam Haba. Who are the three Malachim? Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. Those three. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Menashe Yeshlo Chelek Olam Haba. Rabbi Yehuda says, the only one there's a machlok is about. Rabbi Yehuda says, there is a chelek. Shnei Amar, because the Pasuk says, in our parak, Vayispalelav, Vayishma Techinasa, Vayishvu Yerushalayim L'malchuso, he was returned to his malchus after he did tshuva, as we'll see. Amrulo, this is all in the Mishnah. L'malchuso Hashiva V'lo L'chayelam Abai Hashivu. He was returned to his malchus, but he was not returned to his Olam Haba. That's the Mishnah in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi that talks about the tefillah of Menashe. But again, that's based on the psukim in this parak. It's not, again, not, this is not mentioned in Malachim. This is only mentioned in here in Divrei Hayamim. You got to learn everything, including Divrei Hayamim, to get the full picture. So this parak discusses in the first half of the parak the terrible things that he did, exactly opposite of his father. He got rid of the Beis Hamikdash. He got rid of the bamas. He put an idol into the Kodesh Kodashim, and he did every avera: Ma'onin, Menachesh, Machashef, Yidoni, Baal, Molech. He didn't let them do Alila Regel. All the terrible things of Avodah Zorah that he did. And Hashem tried to bring him back. He did not listen. And finally, Hashem sent the king of Ashur. The king of Ashur took Menashe in chains, and brought him to Bavel. And finally, the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says that he was being boiled in a pot. Finally, he looks up and says, you know what, I might as well try. And he starts davening to Hashem, and then all of a sudden, he starts doing tshuva. Starts doing tshuva, and he comes back to Yerushalayim, he gets freed, and he starts building up Yerushalayim, and he removes the Avodah Zarah, and he starts doing tshuva. And the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chum is, how big of a tshuva was this? Was this really a tshuva? This whole story of the tshuva is not mentioned in Malachim. It's only mentioned here in Divrei Hayamim. And then it says, towards the end of his life, he died, and he's buried, and his son Amon takes over. The last few psukim in our parak is about Amon. All we know about Amon is that he was just as bad. Right, he was Esther, he was 22 when he became king. He did Ra like his father, and he did Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara talks about terrible things about Amon. But again, this is the story of the Malachim as they continue. They continue the spiral turn as it goes leading to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Okay, let's get into this Perek Lamed Gimel. The parallel is Malachim Beis, Perek Chaf Aleph. That's the parallel to this Perek. B'shtai Misrei Shana Menashe. Menashe was 12 years old. B'molcho. How could he be so wicked and only 12 years old? He wasn't even Bar Mitzvah yet. B'shtai Misrei Shana Menashe B'molcho. He was 12 years old. B'chamisha B'chamish Shani. He ruled for a very long time. 55 years Malach. Be Yerushalayim. Where does the word Menashe come from? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Beis, these are the Dafim of Menashe. Menashe today is Shenosha Ka. Nosha, he forgot. Nashani Elkim is Kalam Ali. Nosha, he forgot. Dabar Acher, Menashe. Shehenshi, he caused others to forget. Henshi is Yisrael, La Aviyam Shabashamayim. Right, at Rebrush. Minala and Delo Asi Lama da Asi, how do we know these Akwa and Olam Haba? Because it says, Vayas Hara, as we said, Kasher Asa Achav, Vechulu, and he compares them to Achav in the Psukim in Sefer Melachim. But here it does not. Here it just says that he was bad, right? Vayas Hara Bene Hashem, Ketoevos Hagoyim, right? In Melachim, he's compared to the Toevos of Achav. Here he's compared to Toevos HaGoyim, Asher Horish Hashem Ibn Ibn Yisrael. Like all the Toevos, all the abominable acts that all the nations did that were driven out by Bnei Yisrael, he picked up on them, right? How many times does the Torah say, don't do like the nations that you are driving out? Don't do like them. And he actually did it, right? One of the places is in Achremos, right? In Perak Yurches. Al titamu b'chaleila, ki b'chol eila nitzmu HaGoyim, Asher ani mishalech b'bnechem. And he did it. He did exactly what the other nations. Ki kol tovos ela asu anshei haaretz asher lefneichem vatitma haaretz. And you can't do that. And that's what exactly it says that he did it, like all of those nations. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, even though that he was king for 55 years, the Pasha Pshat is that he would just did tshuva to all the way at the end of his life. The Gemara seems to say that he did tshuva the last 30 years. The last 30 years. The Gemara says that. Sanhedrin Kuf Gimel. Bet Shtem Esrei Shana B'Ashem V'Malcha V'Chamishim V'Chamish Shana Malach B'Yerushalayim V'Yas Hara Kasher Asa Achav Melech Yisrael Kama Malach Achav Esrei Metartin Shnin Menashe Kama Malach Chamishim V'Chamish Dal Minayu Esrei Metartin Pashalu Tlasin V'Tlas. Right, that leaves over 33 years he was trying to do tshuva. 33 years. Give different versions of the tshuva. So the Pesukim say Vayasha Vayiven Es HaBamos Asher Nitatz Yechizkiyahu Aviv. He brought back, he rebuilt the bamos that his father had broken. Vayokim Mizbechos LaBaalim. He built Mizbechos for the Baal. Vayas Asheros. Vayishtachvu L'chotz V'Hashamayim V'Yavarosam. He bowed down to all this. It's unbelievable. He grew up in the house of Chizkiyo, already 12 years old. Such a lahachis. Ubanim Mizbechos B'Beis Hashem. He built Mizbechos in the house of Hashem. Asher Amar Hashem. The same God, the house of Hashem, the same Yerushalayim, that Hashem said, Yehi Shmi La'olam. My name should be there forever. He took it and did exactly the opposite. Vayivim Mizbechos L'chotzo HaShemayim. He bought Mizbechos for all the constellations. B'shtei Chatzosos Beis Hashem. For who have Eres Banav Ba'esh? Here it is. This Pasuk Vav. How many Averis did he do? Whoever is Banav Ba'esh, Begei Ben Hinom. He put his children through fire. That's Molech. Va'onein, V'nichesh, V'kishef. Va'asa o v'yidoni. I know you read the Sefer Achinach that said which aver is next. Okay, let me do this one. Let me do that one. Here balasos hara ben yashem lachisa. Right, all of these are mentioned in the Chinuch in Parshas Shoftim one by one. One by one, they're all mentioned. Tav kuf yud to tav kuf tesvav. Right, what are all these? Again, the discussion that we showed him. But tav kuf yud shelo liksom. Right, not to do kisum. What's kisum? So some say it also included in that is magic, but also to try to figure out the future. That's the through forces that you're not supposed to be involved in. And then kishuf, using dark forces. Yadu lechol derek klal sheyasu bnei adam tachbulos b'li mispar b'mine asavim v'avanim harbe v'chulu the chinuch. That's called kishuf. Then you have chover chover, charms and incantations. Right? Nimnau milasos hashbaos al shum inyan. Chover chover. Then you have ov. What's ov? That's bringing people up from the dead. That was the violation of Shaul HaMelech. Shumalas ameis bibein shichyo v'shamea shoal min ameis tshuva shelosav, asking the dead questions. Yidoni. What's yidoni? Right, the sholishol, it's similar to ov. You try to have speech using kishuv. Doresh el hamesim. These are all separate averas that we discussed back in the mitzvah shir years ago. But when we had 613 shiurim for the mitzvos, feel free to listen to them online. But here we have the avera that Menashe did in Pasuk Vav. He did all of them. Vayasem es pesel asemel asher asa bebeis elokim asher amar elokim al David. He put the pesel in the beis elokim that Hashem said to David and to Shlomo. Bebayis hazeh ubi yishlaim asher bacharti mikol shevdei Yisrael asimet shemi leilom. I'm going to put my name there, and he put his avodah zarah. If you look in the in Malachim, let's just finish this verse. For the Osiv Lasir Israeli Yisomi Al Adama, Hashem promised He's not going to let us go out unless we violate the Torah. Pasuk Ches. Vayesa Menashe Yehuda V'Yeshu Yishlaim. Menashe misled us. La Asos Ra Min Hagoyim Asher Yishbar Hashem Ebnei Bnei Yisrael. We did even worse things. But based on this, the pasuk is not here, but the pasuk is in Malachim. Here's when the Gzeira of Churban Beferish. Here's when it was. Malachim Beis, Perachaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis. Lachain Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Hinini Mevi, this is in the Perak of Menashe. Hinini Mevi Ra'a Al Yerushalayim V'Yehuda. I'm bringing evil. Up till now, it was, if you do bad, things are going to happen. If this do bad, here, it's Beferish. Asher Kol Shom'a Titzelna Shnei Yaznav. Whoever hears about it, their ears are going to shake. V'natisya Yerushalayim is Kav Shomron. I'm going to stretch out on Yerushalayim. V'es Mishkol Es Beis Achav. U'machisi Es Yerushalayim. Kasher Yimcha Es Hatzalachat Macha. As you wipe a plate clean, Yerushalayim is going to be wiped clean. V'hafacha Paneha. V'natashti Es Sheiris Nachalasi. U'nisatim B'yareveihem. I'm going to leave them and give them to the enemies. V'hayu lavaz v'lemshisa l'chol aveyam. Ya'an asher asu asara b'nei v'hayu machisim osi. They're making me angry. Mi'yayom asher yotza avosim b'mitzrayim arayom azeh. That's a good kasha. What do you mean? From the day he sees Mitzrayim, we made Hashem angry. So that's not every year, but many. V'gam, another pasuk that appears in Malachim. V'gam dam naki shafach menashe harbe ma'od. So much murder Menashe caused, right? He even murdered, the Gemara says, he murdered his own grandfather Yeshayahu. Right? Remember that? That's what Chizkiyo said. Maybe if I marry your daughter. So they did, but he killed his own. That's why Yeshayahu didn't write a sefer. The Gemara Baba Basra. Yeshayahu didn't write a sefer because he was killed. Adasher Milias Yerushalayim Pelapet, Levan Mechadasar Shechad Yisrael. Besides the Avodah Zarah, the murder, terrible, this is what Menashe did. So we have this Gzera here. The Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes a story, fascinating story. Kuf Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara says that Rav Ashi was about to give shir, and Rav Ashi says, Uki Ba'ashlosha Malachim Amar, and he tells his Talmidim, L'machar Niftach B'chavra. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the Chevra. We're going to talk about the Chevra. One of the Chevra was Menashe. So Asa Menashe is Chazdei Bechel Mei. Menashe comes to Rav Ashi in a dream and says, you don't call me the king. You call me chaver, you don't give me covet. Chavrecha the chaveri davuch karislan. Mecha bais lameshar amotzi. And he says, I'll ask you a simple halacha question. Where are you supposed to cut the challah from? Where are you supposed to cut the challah from? The middle, the edge. Amar le lo yadana. Rav Ashi says, I have no idea. Amar le, mecha bais the mishri b'hamotzi lo gamiris. You don't know where to cut the challah from, and you're not calling me the king? The chavres karisle. Amar le, so what should Rav Ashi answer? Oh, I'm sorry. What's Rav Ashi's answer? Well, how do you cut the challah? Meaning, that's what he's most interested in. Just tell me the halacha. Tell me the answer, Rav Ashi says to Menashe in the dream, and tomorrow I'll mention you in shir. Where it's baked the most, which is a machlokas. Does that mean where it's the edge, where it's burnt? Does it mean in the middle, where it's both baked? Okay. But meanwhile, Rav Ashi says, if you're so smart, why do you do so much about a zara and terrible things? Amar le says Menashe, ihav is hasam, havina kitna b'shipuli glima. If you would have been there, you would be grabbing my coattails for itis abasrei, running after me. Running after me, meaning there was a taiva for avodah zara. You can't understand it. L'machar amalul rabbana niftak b'ravasa. The next day, the Ravashi calls him a rav. Amazing. Quite a Torah mahalacha, even though he was so such a Rasha in his lifetime. But again, a lot to learn from that story, a number of stories on this parak. So this is Menashe. We're not giving him an excuse. So the Churban came from him, but we're just saying it was a different reality. Hashem tried to talk to him, and he didn't listen. He was the worst. The Malbim has a comment in Malachim, the Malamim in Malachim Beis, Chaf Aleph Yud Aleph, he talks about how Menashe was even worse than Achaz. Right? The Pasuk says there in Malachim, Vayidabar Hashem Meyad Avadav Anaviyim, Ya'an Asher Asa Menashe, Melech Yehuda, Hatoevo Se'ele, Heira, Mikol Asher Asu Emori Asher Lefanav. Worse than any other nation. Vayachti Gamas Yehuda Begilulav, Lachain, I'm going to bring Ra'ah, and that's the Pasukim that we just read. Says the Malbim, Ya'an Kala Beis Dvarim, Hatoevos, Hayugruim Imaisa Emori, and Shehechti Gamas Yehuda. Ratzal Amar. Ki Gam Achaz Hifli Barasha. Achaz, his grandfather, was also terrible. Aval Hay Benim Havdalim. There were differences between Achaz and Menashe. Sha'achaz Atzmo Lohera Kolkach. Ukamash Katav Sanhedrin. Sha'achaz Chatam HaTorah. Umenashe Kadar Azkaras. Menashe cut out the names of Hashem from the Torah. Ki Achaz Lo Asa Lahachis. Rak Ratza Lifrok Ol. Aval Menashe Asa Lahachis. There's different categories of Lahachis. At least, right, remember Achaz, when Yishayo came along, he was a little hiding. U'menashe harag li Yishayo. Ki haya mumar lahachas va'achas haya rak l'teyavon. Sha'achas, and achas lo toh esak klal Yisrael. Shlo hayu kulam holchim achar masav. Not the whole nation didn't follow achas. V'yalkein amru sha'achas hamidu ba'aleha. Ki lo haya lo koach laha'amid selem ba'aliyah. Achaz put Avodah Zarah in like the upstairs. He didn't have the power to put it in the Heichal. Ki amlo nimshchu acharav. Aval Menashe hechli is Yehuda big Yilulav, and he put one in the Heichal. Terrible. This is the level of Menashe. So what happens? Vayavei Hashem al aleihem esari atzavah shel melech Ashur. Pasuk Yidalef. He brings Asher vayilkdu with Menashe bachochim. They take him away. Vayasru banachushtaim. They lock him up. Vayilichu bavel. They bring him to Bavel. Ukahatzer lo. Those two words. Those two words have a whole story about them. And when it was pain for him, the Gemara in the Sanhedrin only has the end. But if you look in the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin in the 10th parak, it says they were boiling him in a pot, literally. And he's going down the Rolodex of Avodah Zarah. He's davening to every Avodah Zarah in the book. Nothing's working. And then he says, exasperating. Look, I have nothing to lose. I remember my father told me when I was young, he taught me Torah. And he says, you know, if you have tzaras, daven to Hashem. So I'll daven. If Hashem helps, great. If not, he's just like all the other gods. Which was not a great, real tshuva. So what happens? He starts davening. And the language of the Gemara there in Yerushalmi is that the malachim were satmu as achalonos. They were closing the windows of heaven not to let the tefillah and the tshuva of Menashe come through, because this wasn't tshuva. You call this? And Hashem took out his divine drill. He drilled a hole, chatech hatira, he drilled a hole under the kisya kovet, and he grabbed in the tefillah, and he accepted it. Unbelievable. The power of tefillah and the power of tshuva, right? Because it can't be a limit, the Gemara says, that, oh, no tshuva is possible. So he was trying, so that's why he did it. That's what the Sefer Yikarim says in Dalat HaZayin. You see from here, the power of tefillah. Power of tefillah, Hashem, even the malachim can't understand it. How could you accept this? Hashem doesn't mean he's not going to be punished, but at least he accepts his tefillah. And he was lowered. He lowered himself. He davened. Hashem listened to his tefillah. He's returned to his malchus. Right, and this is the machlokas we mentioned before. Rabbi Yehuda says he was returned to his malchus, but the Chachamim say he was returned to his malchus, but not to Olam Haba. And the other sheet that says, no, he was returned. Vayeda Menashe ki Hashem hu Elokim. He comes to that realization, Hashem hu Elokim. And then he comes back and starts doing some tshuva v'yacharkein, v'acharechein banachom achitzon alir David, ma'arav alagichon benachal. He starts building. Vayasar, pasuk tesvav. Vayasar, es Elohei anechar ves hasemon beit Hashem. He takes all the way to Avodah Zarah, v'achol ha-mizbachos. And what does he do? Asher banav ha-Hashem, beis Hashem, v'yashlech chutz alir. He throws the Avodah Zarah out. So the Mefarish here says that he should have done more than that. He threw them out, but that's why his son Amon brought him back. He should have destroyed them. That would have been better. Vayiven es mizbach Hashem, vayizbach alav zivchei shlamim v'toda. He builds the mizbeach again. He brings karbanas. A karban toda. Why? He was in jail. One of the four reasons. You bring a karban toda. Vayomer Yehuda l'avodas Hashem l'kei Yisrael. He tries to get them back. He tries to bring the Jews back. Interesting, this whole story of tshuva is not mentioned in Malachim. Why not? So a number of Mefarshim, if you look in the Mishpatzo Zahav, there in Malachim, the Mishpatzo Zahav quotes from the Sefer Chosen Yehoshua, who says, as long as, right, even after Menashe died, and while he was alive, there were still so many that had been misled by him, and were doing Avodah Zarah because of him, so the tshuva really couldn't be accepted fully while there were so many chotim because of him. But in Divrei Hayamim, which was written much later by Ezra after the Churban, and all the Talmidei Menashe at this time weren't alive anymore, so then he can write that he did tshuva. Another answer he quotes from the Sefer Divrei Yaakov, that maybe we know Nevi'im is on the higher level of Sefer, of Kedusha than Ksuvim, so maybe his tshuva wasn't up to the level of being included in the Nevi'im. So that's why it was only included in the Ksuvim. Okay, two of the ideas about why it wasn't recorded there. So it says that Odeim Zovchim Babamos Rak Lashem Elokeihem. The Am didn't totally listen. They still were makrav on the Bamos. The Yeser Devei Mashu Tfilaso El Alokav. Amazing how it's categories. Everything about Menashe and his Tfila. his tefillah. V'divrei hachozim hamadaber meilav, and all of those that talked to him to try to get him to do tshuva beforehand, but it didn't work. V'shem Hashem alakei Yisrael, hinam al divrei malchei Yisrael. You can look there and find it in the books. V'tefilaso v'ha'aser lo v'kol chataso umalo. Into the order, his tefillah, his prayer, his sin, his violations. V'hamakomos asher bana b'hem bamos v'hem et asherim v'apsilim lifnehi kano, all the details of his terribleness, and then his getting better. Hinam ksuvim al divrei chozoi, they are written in the words of those who record. V'yishka v'nashe mavosav, v'nashe dies, v'yikberuhu beso. And he was buried at his palace. Doesn't say he was buried with David. V'yimloch Amon b'no tahtav, and his son Amon takes over, and as we mentioned, Amon was just as bad. He only was king for 2 years. He did terrible things. And what did he do? His servants rebelled against him. Had another assassination. We've had a number of them in the last couple of kings. He was assassinated, and then those who assassinated him, they themselves were assassinated. And who takes over? Yoshiyahu b'no tachtav. Yoshiyahu, the last try, the last straw, as we know, we've had already, good, bad, bad, good, right? We're going back and forth in the pendulum, and Yoshiyahu is going to be the last hope that we'll see in Perek Lamid Dalet. Okay, we'll stop here.